Somebody give him a praise, hallelujah! Somebody give him a shout! Do you believe this shout inside is a winning sign? Then somebody give him a shout of praise! Yeah!
To you all be all the glory. To you, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. To you, Daddy. And adoration forevermore.
Ah, when I call on me, answer me. When I call on me, answer me, oh. My Savior, no defeat, some. When I call on me, answer me, answer me, oh.
When I call on me, answer me. Yeah, yeah. When I call on me, answer me, oh.
Hey, Jesus,
my
yeah. In the morning time I call on me, answer me. In the noonday I call on me, answer me, oh. My Savior know the face of some. When I call on me, answer me. You call when I call
on me, answer me. When I call on me, answer me, oh.
Yeah.
My Savior know the face. When I call on me, answer me.
I said, who is greater than the King of our Lord Divine, oh.
There is no one greater than the King of our Lord Divine.
Ever.
Shall be taking testimonies from Ekaete Basi. Give the Lord a praise. Nkumbe Karin and Emeka Amara. Give the Lord a praise as they come forward for their testimony. While they're on their way, Sister Winifred Ibabi is thanking God for preserving her. She said she boarded a taxi to take her home from Maitama to Kubwa. But after some minutes, she discovered that the taxi driver was diverting, taking a strange road, a very quiet road. She began to sense that something was amiss. And she asked him, which road are you taking? He mumbled, tried to explain. But something was telling her that something is amiss. Quickly, she said, she tried to open the door. And suddenly, the man locked the whole doors and told her to shut up or she will die. And she began to scream and shout and declare that her pastor said, there shall be no loss. And the power of God came over the man, and in fear, he opened the door and told her to get out. And that is how God preserved her. And she's here to give God all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Tell the church your name.
Praise God! My name is Saikaite. By God's grace, this afternoon, I was in the office, though I went somewhere to collect something. So getting back to my office, I met my colleague, a woman. She was screaming under the table. And see people surrounded her. They were saying, the blood of Jesus, Jesus heal her, Jesus heal her, Jesus heal her. So I now turn around because she was screaming. She was like they pour fire on her. I held, I plead the blood of Jesus. I called the name of Jesus. At the mention of Jesus, every knee bow. It was not okay. She was going down. So I now held her to myself. It was not okay. But when I step in, I had give her water. But, you know, somehow. So to...
Hallelujah. Let us take it quickly for want of time. She said immediately she remembered that she had anointing oil in the office. She took the woman, the lady, to her boss's office, and she administered the anointing oil and laid hand on her head, that immediately that affliction checked out. The lady stood up, and she's here to give the Lord all the praise. Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here today. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am for signs and for wonders, in Jesus' precious name.
Tell the church your name, what the Lord has done. Very sharp.
Praise the Lord. I'm Kumbe Karin from Cameroon. I want to appreciate God for grace in the house. I want to bless God even for the prophecy, the Shabinolos that is at work, even in my family. I have my big brother who's in the U.S. She has a little daughter. She has been sick for some time. And I declared over the phone, I told him there Shabinolos and her daughter recovered. As the daughter recovered, she began school yesterday, 2 days ago. And yesterday, the bus driver took her. He was supposed to drop her in their home. But when the child got to a bus stop, she just followed other children and stepped out. In the U.S., with all the how big the place is, that girl got lost. It took several hours. The police, they had to alert the police, and they went on checking for the young girl. And by the end of the day, I continued to declare. I said, there shall be no loss over the house of Genom. That there shall be no loss. And my young niece was found.
To God be the glory. Later that evening, she was found somewhere alone and looking very dirty. But we give Lord the praise. In your life, there shall be no loss.
Amen.
Can I hear a loudest amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Brother Emeka Amara. He said, in June, he went home to bury his younger brother. And he said, after the burial, one of his uncles swore that is how all of them in their family would be wasted. Now he said, on his return, he began to notice certain strange affliction, constant vomiting, and he was always vomiting blood. He said, since June, he has been vomiting blood. He came here today. He said, after the healing and deliverance service, he just came and laid here. He said, after, he discovered that the vomiting has ceased. And he's here to give the Lord all the praise, because we believe that arrow has returned back to sender.
Can we all stand up?
Somebody give the Lord.
Yes, somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
What did you do to that uncle? Nothing.
Nothing.
Some human beings are more wicked than the devil. Humans that are almost demons. Somebody call them humans. Lift your right hand. The lady, the first testifier, entered the taxi thinking that it was a person. They say, started driving wherever he wanted. She wanted to come and say, if you try, I kill you. And locked the whole doors. And she said, my pastor said there shall be no loss. The fire came on the man. He opened the door and said, get out. You shall not be wasted. Say that amen like a believer. Amen. Lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I am too needed to be wasted. I refuse to be wasted before my time. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of disaster, of destruction, looking for who to waste, I command you, in the name of Jesus, backfire, back
to sender. Open your mouth and pray. Back to sender.
Back to sender. Back to sender. Jeketo bagalagadash. Liketo shakata balagadash. Libra
in Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands high. Everybody lift it high. Anybody who is looking for your debt, every wizard, witch, both you and any member of your family that have been marked for debt, any man or woman responsible, I decree, if the debt is good, anybody wanting you to die, the debt they wish for you, they shall taste it. They shall taste it. They shall taste it.
Anybody who did get a pit shall fall inside. Every pit they have dug for you, those who dug it shall fall in. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Shake the hands of three people. Tell them you are too needed to be wasted.
You are too needed. And then you might be seated. You are too needed to be wasted. You are too needed to be wasted. What a mighty God we serve. Give him another clap and a loud shout of praise.
You are mighty, dear Lord. You are mighty, dear Lord. Jehovah, you are mighty. Father, you are mighty. Jesus, you are mighty. Savior, you are mighty.
Are we not serving a mighty God in this place? You are preserved. Your loved ones are preserved. Everything concerning you is preserved. In Jesus' name. We'll be proceeding right away. We'll be receiving the ministry of Dunamis Voice this evening. We've been having an awesome God, awesome time in God's presence. As the minister, songs received by our father in the house, the senior pastor, one after the other after the other. Every Sunday since this year started, it's been one new song or the other, which God gave to us as a commission through his servant, God's servant, the senior pastor, Dr. Pastor Paul Enencha in the house. And I want you to be in absolute expectation tonight. It's not a cliche. It's not some funfair. It's reality. It's reality. The power, the unction, the anointing in these songs are real. They have the capacity to heal, to deliver, to liberate, to set free. And tonight, somebody is about to encounter the power of God as those songs are being ministered. So let's receive Dunami's voice as the minister tonight with a clap offering.
There is no going back.
You
from you I find my hope in refuge.
In you I stand.
In you I stand.
Secure. There's no one.
There's no one
that I desire
like you.
There were many, many times.
There were many, many times
when I just felt all alone.
The joy.
Faithful Savior, I will save you till the end.
Terra, terra, you have been many times.
When I just fell at
all, when I just fell all alone.
The journey I've been
long, the journey I've been long.
And there was no friend in you.
No friend in you.
But you have always there for me.
For me.
In you I stand.
In you I stand secure.
When I
see your blessed face,
in my home beyond the sky,
in my home beyond the sky,
I will leave
my voice in worship.
And bow
before your throne. I will thank you for your love
and your grace.
And your grace that's always
true.
My life's been green and darker.
Till I have all my glass.
Till I have all my glass.
When I see your blessed
in my home beyond
the sky,
I will lift my voice
in worship,
and I will bow before your throne.
Oh,
I will
thank you for your love
and your grace
that
saw me through.
Stay secure.
Oh, there is no one.
There's
sanctuary.
Lift up your two hands, everybody. Lift your hands everywhere you are.
What do I offer?
For your Lord.
For your Lord.
What do I offer?
What do I offer in return for your love?
I love you, love you, love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Because you first loved me.
Lift your hands and worship him. Your two hands. What can I pay? Can't pay you. I'll be forever, Lord. I'll be
forever, Lord.
But for your love.
But for your love. I'll be forever, Lord.
But for your grace.
But for your grace.
I'll be
forever, Lord.
I can't pay you.
I can't pay you.
There's nothing I can give.
Nothing I can give.
I can't pay you.
At the verge of pain.
At the verge of pain.
You pulled me. You pulled me very far.
At the verge.
At the verge of pain.
You pulled me.
You pulled me very far.
At the verge of pain.
At the verge of pain.
I can't pay. I'm a shitter. I can't pay. There's nothing I can give. I can't pay you. Mashada ya 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 ya. Hey, mashada ya 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 ya. Diga la ya.
All I can give. That makes sense.
That makes sense. You pulled me every time
from the peak of hopelessness.
From the peak.
Anybody who has a weakness like that.
You pulled me.
When there was none to help.
When there was none to help.
You pulled me many times.
You pulled me many times.
From the pit of hopelessness.
From the pit of hopelessness.
You pulled me many times.
You pulled me many times.
When there was none to help.
When there was none to help.
I can't pay. Mashallah. I can't pay you. Mashallah. There's nothing I can give.
There's nothing I can give.
to give you my life forevermore.
Forevermore. Lift your hands and worship him. Father, we give you the praise for tonight. We give you the praise for tonight. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you. Blessed be your name, Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley. Thank you for your presence here. Breathe upon this service and let not one person leave here the same way they came. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Help me shake the hands of seven people. The battle of Jehoshaphat was won by the weapon of praise. Help me walk to seven people, tell them your praise will win your battle.
So I'll give you my life.
Your praise will win your battle.
I'll give you my
and when you have done that,
give you my life.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Please be seated. You are welcome in the precious name of Jesus. Anybody enjoying this praise and power and prayer? Testimonies will come like tornado, and yours will be among. Sister Grace and Fon from DIGC Area 1, maybe she's here tonight. Say, Daddy, God is too good. Good morning, Daddy. Daddy, you remember the seed we sowed towards the second half, breaking forth fast with our expectation sleeps? My sister-in-law has had 6 children, but all were still bet. That is pregnancy till 9 months, deliver dead child, times 6. Why? Because her father has sworn, the father who gave birth to her swore that she will never have a living child. So deliver 6 times, bam, dead. Bam, dead, times 6. He even confessed it to them, to the man and his wife. Daddy, the issue was on my expectation list. Yesterday, she gave birth to a living baby boy.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! 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 Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every spell on my life, on my lineage, tonight, you are broken. Help me tell 3 people around you. Tell them the spell is broken. The spell is broken. The spell is broken.
She said, singing, you are mighty, dear Lord. Father, you are mighty. Jesus, you are mighty. Say, I am full of joy. I just got the message while I was in my devotion this morning. Who has the final say? How can a wizard father say the daughter should never have a living child? Anything they uttered in the covens of witchcraft, anywhere they uttered it against you, your life, your family, your children, that utterance is canceled.
Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat.
We'll take that later, maybe when the prayer is on.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. After this manner, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want to charge you on the subject, the possibilities of prayer. The possibilities of prayer. Why are we here to pray at the beginning of this 8th month? Because the place of prayer is the place of possibilities. The possibilities of prayer. Whatever is possible with God is possible at the place of prayer. Whatever God can do, prayer will do. Because prayer moves God into action. Now, what are the possibilities of prayer? Number one, the enforcement of the rule of God. At the place of prayer, we enforce the rule of God. The enforcement of the dominion of God. The enforcement of the authority of God. Thy kingdom come means your rule be established. Whether it is over a life or a family or a community, at the place of prayer, you enforce the rule of God. That means you dethrone the throne of evil. Number two possibility is the establishment of the will of God. What God wants. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not what that wizard father wanted. Not what that wicked occultist man wanted. It is the place for the possibility of prayer. Number two is the establishment of the will of God. What you want for my life is what shall be, not what they want. The establishment of the will of God. Number three, it's the establishment of supernatural supplies. Give us this day our daily bread. It's the establishment of supernatural supplies. A pastor called me from Southern Africa. Well, country of Zimbabwe to be precise. He said they are in a building project and for a while now, finances are not coming. He sent me a text yesterday. And I sent him the reply back, in the name of Jesus, I declare the release of supernatural supplies. Under 1 hour, he sent me a text back and he said, the money they haven't seen in 2 months just arrived. Under 1 hour. Say, money we haven't seen in 2 months just arrived. That is the last 2 months put together, they haven't seen such. Is the establishment of supernatural supplies. Supernatural supplies are real. And I believe it shall be established in the life of somebody here today. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Number four is the renewal of consecration. The renewal of consecration. The renewal of call it the altar of consecration. The renewal of the altar of consecration. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The place of prayer is the place of cleansing. The place where your stand before God is renewed and maintained. And finally, number five, is the frustration of enemy traps and snares. The possibility number five. Number one, the enforcement of the rule of God. Number two, the establishment of the will of God. Number three, the establishment of supernatural supplies. Number four, the renewal of the altar of consecration. Number five is the frustration of the traps and snares of the enemy. Lead us not into temptation. That is, lead us away from traps and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Of course, all of these things are wrapped in worship. You start with praise. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You end with praise, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Are you ready for these possibilities? When you pray, please don't pray like you want to pray it another time. Pray like this is a prayer and this is the answer.
Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Lift your hands and say, Father, I come before you tonight at this place of prayer because I believe that you are a prayer answering God. Answer me tonight, Lord. Establish your will in my life, Lord. Answer me tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and say, Father, I make demands on your rulership, your authority, your dominion in my life, in my family, in the church, in Dunamis Church, worldwide, in Nigeria, in our nation. Your rulership, your dominion, your authority be established in our lives, in my life, in my family. The rule, the authority of the enemy be dethroned in my life, in our lives, in our land, in August, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we make demands for the establishment of your authority. The establishment of your authority, your dominion, your rule, your sovereignty in my life, in my family, in Dunamis Church, in the city of Abuja, in Nigeria. The establishment of your rule, of your dominion, of your authority. In the name of Jesus, I decree the dethronement of the agenda. In Jesus' precious name, lift your two hands and say, Father, I demand for the dethronement of the altar of evil in my life, in my family, in Dunamis, in the church, in Nigeria, in the month of August. Oh, evil altar, oh, throne of evil, by fire you are uprooted now. Open your mouth and pray. Every throne of evil, every throne of evil, every rule of evil in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in the month of August, in Dynamis Church, in Nigeria, you are dethroned. You are dethroned. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. Let us take bagada galahasa. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. Let the city likede se televerish. Let us se telete prete keseke. Lada yabalaya hasata. In Jesus' precious name. The second one is the establishment of the will of God. How many of you want the perfect will of God in your life? Lift your hands and say, Father, your perfect will be done in my life. Be done in my life. In my marriage. In my family. In my career. In my assignment. Your perfect will be done in my life. The will of the devil be frustrated in my life, in my marriage, in my family, in my career, in my assignment. Now, open your mouth and pray. Your perfect will, Lord, be done in my life. Your perfect will, Lord, be done in my life. In my family, in my family, in my career, marriage, in my assignment. The will of the devil be arrested, be frustrated now in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, your perfect will be done in the church, be done in Dunamis. Your perfect will be done in Nigeria. The will of the devil be arrested, the will of the bondwoman concerning Nigeria be arrested in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Your perfect will be done in Nigeria. Your perfect will be done in Nigeria. The will of the devil be arrested in Nigeria. The will of the bondwoman be frustrated in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Lift your hands and pray after me. Say, Father,
Father,
I connect
supernatural supplies.
Did you hear what I said here? That somebody sent me a text from Zimbabwe and I sent a reply. And under 1 hour, he sent back and said what they haven't seen in 2 months just arrived. Is God partial? Will he do it all the way they are not doing it in your life? What you haven't seen this year, you will see before this week is over.
Lift your two hands and say, Father, I make demands on the establishment of supernatural supplies in my life, in the month of August, for my family, for my assignment, for Dunamis Church, for Dunamis members, for the churches, for the commission, for our nation. We make demands on supernatural supplies for August. We receive supplies now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. We make demands on supernatural supplies for my life, for my family, for Dunamis Church, for the members. Supplies, 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 unbelievable supplies, unimaginable supplies, unspeakable supplies. We receive our supplies, supernatural supplies, the supplies for August, in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say, Father, my supplies for the month of August, I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. My supplies for the month of August, for the month of August, our supplies as a church, as a commission, as a nation, for the month of August, we receive, we receive, we receive, we receive. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands, everybody. And now, Father, I come to renew my altar of relationship, of consecration. Cleanse me from any guilt, any sin that will hinder my relationship, that will hinder my relationship with you, that will hinder my encounter with you. Everything in my life that is wrong, that is evil, that is not correct, expose it by your light. In the closet, show me what I need to do away with. I receive a cleansing in this season. I receive it by the blood of Jesus. Now, open your mouth and pray. I receive a cleansing in this season. In this season. In this season. In this season. A cleansing. Show me, Lord, what I need to do away with. Show me, Lord, what I need to do away with. Show me, Lord, what I need to do away with. Cleanse me. Cleanse me. Cleanse me. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, say, now, this is very critical. Fifth point. Enemy traps and snares. That vehicle the sister entered was a trap. Where the man was driving away, it was a trap. You will never enter such. Lift your hands and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. Loud, more, say, Father. I refuse to enter enemy traps, enemy snares, loopholes in the month of August. And therefore I decree every snare set for me, set for Dunamis, set for the members, set for the church, set for the nation, every trap set for us in this season. In the name of Jesus, catch fire! Fire! Open your mouth and pray. Every trap set for me, set for Paul and Nature, every snare set for Dunamis, the members, set for Nigeria as a nation. Every snare, every trap from hell, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire.
That's what you call it.
Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. We're going to take the song, You Are Mighty, Dear Lord. That's the song we're going to take for the communion. Wave your hands. Hallelujah. Hold the hand of somebody near you and lift it up. After I finish this praying, the communion people, stewards and people will come out to take their position. And then if you have a testimony or two, you can come forward here and so one of our ministers will pick it up. And then you shall share the testimony. I prophesy. All right. The third one will be those before you take the communion. You need to make your way right with God. So this prayer is not a waste. Now I speak into the communion and I speak into your life. By this communion tonight, the rulership of God, the authority of God, the dominion of God, the reign of God for your life in August, for Dunamis Church, for Nigeria, is established in Jesus' name. By virtue of the communion, every rulership of the enemy, every agenda of the enemy, every dominion, the throne of evil in your life, in your family, in any department of Dunamis Church, in any location, in this nation, that throne scatters by fire, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the will of God, the plan of God, the agenda of God for your life, for your marriage, for your business, for your career, for your assignment, for this ministry, for the members, for our nation. That plan is established in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the occult, every plan of the cult, every strange plan from every strange altar against your life, against this ministry, against the members, against our nation, we declare scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, I announce right now, supernatural supplies, the kind of resources you have never seen in this month of August, through this communion, it is established. For Dunamis Church, unusual supplies. For the members, for all locations, unusual supplies. Receive now! For our nation, unusual supplies. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the cleansing power of the blood to clean every dot and blot of your life. I prophesy the cleansing and the sanctification of every member, everybody connected, related, and associated. The blood of Jesus deliver you from your errors, covers your errors and weaknesses and weak points. Every mistake the enemy will use to destroy you, may the blood of Jesus speak for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I announce right now, wherever they set a trap or a snare for you, your brother, your sister, your loved ones, for Dunamis Church, for the members, for everyone, every branch, for Nigeria as a nation, every trap set to catch the nation, every snare, we command is scattered by fire in Jesus' name. So shall it be. It is done. The month of August,
shall be for you the best month so far this year. Wave your hands and give him the praise.
While the song, "You are mighty, dear Lord," two categories of people are coming up. Those who have a pending testimony on this side and those who need to give their life. Please remain standing. You want your sins forgiven so that this prayer can work on your behalf. Pick your Bibles and your bags quickly and step forward here. Let's celebrate God.
You are mighty, mighty Lord.
You are mighty.
I believe that there is a minister here ready to bring their testimony.
You are mighty.
That's right. I am waiting for those coming forward to surrender their life to Jesus. One, I give you the count of five. One,
you are mine.
Two,
Jehovah. You are mighty, Savior, you are mighty.
You are mighty, mighty.
You are mighty, dear Lord.
You are mighty, mighty.
You are mighty, dear Lord. Jehovah, you are mighty.
As you come, come with your Bible, all your prayers, whatever you brought with you. And take your seat. I pray upon that communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The answers to the prayers we pray tonight be communicated through this communion. The rule of God be established in your life and the throne of evil be dethroned by this communion. The will of God be established in your life via this communion and the agenda of the enemy be scattered. The demon of scarcity be broken in the name of Jesus. Every addiction, every bondage, everything you are struggling to do away with, by the blood of Jesus, that addiction is scattered. And tonight, through this communion,
I decree the trap, the snare, the set is rendered null and void. It's your communion of total deliverance, your communion of supernatural supplies, your communion of cleansing. I call it down in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and take the communion. And those of you on your knees, lift up your hands. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken, the power of the enemy is broken, and the grace to live for God, the grace to serve God is released upon you. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Stand up for your feet. Counselors, please help them.
There is no one like you.
There is no one.
There is no.
Prophesy upon your hands tonight as you release of your tithes and your offerings and your pledges. Whatever you are trusting the Lord for is released. This season of supernatural supplies, anyone holding whatever belongs to you, they lose peace, sleep, rest until what is yours is handed over. In Jesus' name, take your seat and pick up your offerings. No one compares with you.
No one comes.
Yes, we.
No one.
Yes, we. Your eyes are flames of fire. Poison like a thorn. It's like the no one comes.
You have your offerings. Lift it higher. Father, multiply the habits of every giver and let hands that are lifted to give never drop down to beg. In Jesus' name. No one compares.
No one compares with you. No one compares
with you. No one compares with you.
No one compares. Your eyes are flames of fire. Your voice is like the thunder. Your bass is like the sun. You're awesome being.
You are mighty, mighty, mighty Lord.
You are mighty, dear Lord.
You are mighty, dear Lord.
You are mighty, dear Lord.
Jehovah, you are mighty. Father, you are mighty. Jesus, you are mighty. Savior, you are. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Head, and what she was seeing was sand. Sand was just dropping on her head, and she believed that that arrow has been arrested.
Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender in Jesus' name.
Yes. Our sister said that she went for ID verification. Suddenly, she discovered that her ID was missing. Searched everywhere, could not find it. Came here on Monday, keyed into the declaration, and she received a call. Your ID card has been found in a car. How?
In a car.
Yes, how? Nobody could explain.
You entered that car. Whatever is missing near you, they are recovered. They are recovered.
Amen. Secondly, she said she had a dream. In the dream of the night, she saw armed robbers came into her compound and she repelled them. Now, she woke up in the morning and the security man was telling her that armed robbers came here, but they were running away and they did not take anything.
In the dream or in the physical?
In the physical. She woke up in the morning, the security man was telling her that armed robbers came physically now, but
left by themselves.
Give
the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
And thirdly, said there was a conspiracy against her to move her out of her current place of assignment, but God intervened and it was reversed. And she's here to give the Lord all the praise.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands.
Our brother said, a friend that passed away told him that he will never know peace in his life.
The friend has already died.
Yes.
And told him he will never know peace.
He said after that pronouncement, he was afflicted with epilepsy.
Matured man.
Yes, sir.
Convulsion.
He has been taking medication. But he said today, he said he's going to test his faith. He stopped taking the medication today. And since morning till now, he said, there is no trace. He wouldn't have.
And if you didn't take it before, how will it be?
Eh?
If you didn't take the medicine
if
before.
If I don't take it before now, problem will begin now.
Problem begin now. That devil is a bastard. That problem that the devil wants you to have is returned back to hell. Every curse placed on you, whether by a dead person or a living person, that curse is returned back to sender. Return back to hell. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Sir, Sister Faith was suffering from convulsion for over 3 months.
Another one?
Yes, sir. After the praise, everything took off.
Which one? Which praise?
This.
Yesterday's praise.
Yesterday's praise.
You couldn't turn your neck.
Yes.
And she's been convulsing for 3 months.
Yes. When it started, my head would be full. To be paining me there, I would be feeling dizzy. Then I struggled to come here, to be here yesterday. During the praises, everything.
Everything disappeared. I told you this praise and power and prayer. Are you just sitting like that? Stand up on your feet. Give him a shout of praise. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Every stranger in my body, wherever you came from, you are living now. On your marks, get set, shout go!
Sir, this sister case is a case altogether.
Take your seat, people.
She went out on evangelism and met a man who asked her to give him her telephone number. She did. And the man called her to meet him at beggar. Is that? And eventually, let me summarize the whole thing. Eventually, he gave her the number of the manager to call her so that they are going to give her a job in a particular company. When the manager called, she lost consciousness.
She lost consciousness.
She lost consciousness. And they managed to come to this church during the praise. Everything took
today.
Off. Today.
Hello, lost consciousness. Do you remember what the healing and deliverance service? A sister received a phone call from somebody. Bam! Her face paralyzed, half. Ear deaf. Hand crippled. One phone call. The devil has gone nuclear. Has gone digital. Transmitting demons through the call. Listen to this. As you are free now, it has returned back to sender. Everything that they fired at you, today as the outcome of this praise and worship tonight, it is returned back to hell. Return back to the senders. Somebody shout back to sender. Give the Lord a praise. I want our media people to compile specially these testimonies. Those that specifically trace it to the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Please take your seat.
Sir, this our brother was caused by his father that he will never amount to
another any person caused by father.
The father caused him
that he won't
that
amount
he won't
to anything.
Amount to anything
because you converted
to Christian
from what?
From Muslim.
Oh,
yesterday he came under power and was just wake up. He was blessing me. Just he said
he caused before him before.
Yes, sir. But before then, there was a word yesterday that we will locate our word.
That's right.
So this morning, the father came under pressure.
And called him by phone.
And started raining.
Blessing him.
Blessings upon him.
Hey! Hey! Are you sitting and looking like that? Jump on your feet with a shout of praise. I don't know how you feel, but as for me, very soon this praise, power, prayer will be every day. Fasting may not join it,
except at the beginning of the month.
But man, 1 hour.
Everywhere they have cursed you, the curse today is turned into the blessing. That curse is turned into the blessing. That curse is turned into the blessing. Shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say every curse around you is turning into the blessing.
Shout yes.
You see,
the devil is very restless. Let us match restlessness with restlessness. Restlessly in the presence of God. Restlessly praising. Restlessly worshiping. Restlessly decreeing.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat.
Praise the Lord. Our sister said, last year in November, she survived a ghastly motor accident where so many persons died, only a few survived. She said she came here with a collar on her neck.
Yes.
And God's servant prayed for her. And from that day, she said everything took off. She's here to give the Lord all the praise and the glory. Secondly, she said during the January fast, okay, she was billed for a surgery.
On the neck.
Yes, after that prayer, she went back to the hospital. They said surgery canceled.
Wow.
Secondly, she said in January, she told God, my expectation is a car. But she was very specific, a Jeep. Now, she went to the car stand and began to price cars. And she saw the car of her choice. And they said, do you have the money? She said, I don't have all the money. What do you have? She said, this is what I have. She gave them what she had and they gave her the Jeep. That was since April. Nobody has called her. Come and pay balance. And she's here to give the Lord all the praise and the glory.
Stand on your feet, people, with a shout of praise.
Take the third track, third verse of that song.
I'd like you to dance to this one. 1 minute and then you'll be released. Congratulations, sister. It is permanent. Hallelujah. God will give you beyond your expectation.
Who can contend with you?
Sing it now.
Who can contend with you?
You are.
You are the unstoppable.
The unfightable.
You are the unfightable.
You never lost.
You never lost a battle.
Almighty.
Almighty is in your hand.
Sing it one more time.
Who can call? You are the unstoppable. You are the unfightable. You never lost the battle. Almighty is in
your hand. You are mighty, 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 Lord.
You are mighty, mighty, Lord.
Up the other hand as you are released in the name of the Father. And please, first timers, newcomers, and those who intend to be members of the church, please pick your Bibles and your bags and rush forward quickly.
Any testimony you heard tonight that you desire in your life, receive.
They are released in Jesus' name.
Go and see the enforcement of the rule of God, the establishment of the will of God, the establishment of supernatural supplies. Go and proceed with a stand with God. And go and escape every trap of the enemy. And every snare of the enemy. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. From this day and forevermore. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the love of God. And the fellowship of the Spirit. Be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow you. All the days of your life. As you dwell in the house of the Lord. Forever and ever. Amen. Break it forth. On every side. Break it forth on every side. God bless you. Our mighty dear Lord will continue the singing. Go ahead, shake the hands of 5 people and tell them, go and come back with your testimony. You are mighty dear Lord. All first timers, new members, intended members, step forward, let's receive you. We took a little more time. Tomorrow is the third day of the fast, 4:45 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. 4:45 for the first service, 6:30 for the second. Invite somebody. Invite a friend. Invite a loved one. Let people know something is happening here. Fire is burning here. Come with them and let them encounter God. God bless you.
You are my Lord.
First timers, newcomers, intended members, step forward and let's receive. Receive you. Everyone here today for the first time again, newcomer, intended member, quickly step forward and let's receive you.
Sing it 3 more times.
You are mighty, mighty, mighty Lord.
You are mighty, mighty Lord.
You are mighty.
You are mighty, mighty Lord.
Wisdom is the key to ruling on earth, and foolishness
is the mystery behind hardship on earth. Anywhere a man is in charge, wisdom is at work. And anywhere a man is in struggle, strategy is lacking. Avoid the errors of foolish living. Live the successful life. Get a copy of this wisdom series, 21 Foolish Things People Do, by Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. The secrets to the top. God has no other place for his people but the top. How then do we get to the top? This timeless book takes you through 30 secrets to the top. An encounter with it will bring you to the forefront and the most excellent status that God has originally prepared for you. Place your order today. 30 Secrets to the Top by Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche.